Dan Marcus's Wax Museum is a podcast, a website, and a Facebook page focusing on conversations I've had with artists from rock and roll's formative years. If you like what you hear, if you're a fan of the genre, please share this with your friends, like us on Facebook, and click subscribe to hear upcoming episodes of Dan Marcus's Wax Museum. Thanks. On the anniversary of John Lennon's tragic death, December 8th, 1980, I went into the Dan Marcus Wax Museum archives and pulled up my interview with Pete Best, the Beatles drummer before Ringo Starr. Pete's a pretty reserved guy, but he opened up when I asked him to talk about John Lennon.
I'm going to ask you a very personal question. When you were with the Beatles, who were you closest to in the band?
Oh, that's easy, Dan. It was John Lennon. I was friends with all the other members of the band. You had to be in that working environment. I'd known them as friends, you know, for many years before I actually joined them. But when I actually joined the band, I was, drawn to John. I'd met John before because he socialized at the Casbah. He played at the Casbah. And I just thought he was one of these natural characters, you know, which he could readily identify with. And then when I joined the band and we spent a lot of time together, I found that, you know, there was a very tender and a very loving side of John, which the world never saw.